The concept of a tax cap to encourage wealthy people to the island has been with us for some years. The idea is a one-off annual tax payment, currently £200,000, no matter how wealthy the individual is. But when the island's first ever Chief Minister, Miles, now Sir Miles Walker, joined David Callister on the Manin Line in 1992, it was not yet implemented. Though, at that stage, it was being considered by the Treasury.
A gentleman named Chris, who is a chartered surveyor, in fact, has put a proposal here, which I suspect will not appeal to you in the least, but it says, if we had a system where we could introduce something like a non-tax return status for wealthy people and allow them to pay, he's given, for instance, £125,000 a year tax, regardless of their income, whether they're multimillionaires or whatever, and we'd only need around 700 people of such type to provide us with an income of £90 million a year. Then we would be able to break from the customs agreement and crack on and raise our own taxes and so on. Now, what's your comment?
It's an interesting suggestion. It's not a new one, and it is something that the Treasury are looking at this moment in time. I think the way the question is raised would open up a number of questions. I mean, are there 720 millionaires outside there who would come and live here if they only had to pay £125,000 a year? I don't know the answer to that.
Would you welcome it if you could find them?
I welcome people to this island who are going to be contributors to our economy.
But as a mechanism, certainly, for raising income, I mean, what do you personally feel about it? Do you feel
well, there have always been a number of wealthy individuals living in the Isle of Man who've made a good contribution to the Isle of Man economy. And I see no reason why that should change. Certainly some of them go and others come in to take their places. We should welcome these people. But whether as a policy we should set out to bring in, if you like, a ration of millionaires who are going to be given special tax status, raises a number of questions of principle. What about the people who at the moment pay £100,000 a year and aren't as wealthy as some of these people? Would we be expected to reduce their payments pro rata? To say, there are a number of questions which need to be addressed, but this is one of the things that is in fact in front of Treasury at the moment.